Bereshit Tet Vav, Pasuk Vav, Genesis 15, verse 6, begin reading. Ve'emin, and he believed, ba'adonai, in the Lord. Ve'emin ba'adonai means, and he, that is Abraham, believed or trusted in the Lord. Ve'yakshaveha, and he, that is the Lord, regarded it, that is Abraham's posture of faith, lo, to him, tzedakah, as righteousness. So let's read this vitally important passage together now. Ve'emin ba'adonai, ve'yakshaveha lo tzedakah. And he believed in the Lord, and the Lord regarded it to him as righteousness. Regarding this, the Apostle Paul wrote, Abraham hoped against hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken to him, so shall your seed be, referring to the counting of stars in Genesis chapter 15, and God promising Abraham an innumerable multitude of descendants. Paul further said, he did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. And that is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. That's Romans chapter 4, 18 through 22. So Paul recounted this promise made by God and Abraham's belief in that promise to explain what justification by faith meant. When the Lord brought Abraham outside and said, look toward heaven and number the stars if you're able to count them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord. He believed in his promise, and therefore he was reckoned and declared righteous in God's eyes. This is sometimes called justification by faith, and it was something that Martin Luther had rediscovered from the Jewish roots of the faith many years after it had been corrupted through medieval superstition and bad theology. The doctrine of justification by faith explains succinctly how it is that we are made right with God, how we are put into right relationship with Him. And the answer is through faith in God's promises, and in particular by trusting in the promise of God given in the Messiah Yeshua for our salvation. In other words, when we trust with all our heart in the promise of God given in Yeshua for life, God declares us as justified. That is, just as if we'd never sinned, and just as if we'd always obeyed. In other words, we're imputed a righteousness that comes from God based on His sovereign goodness and love, His finished work on our behalf, and trusting in that makes us right with God. Justification by faith is the heart of our response to God's salvation given in the Messiah, and it serves as the means of being declared not guilty and made righteous in God's eyes through the atoning sacrifice and gift of life of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. There's more on justification by faith and what it means on the Hebrew for Christians website, so I hope to take some time to check that out. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you Hatzlacha, good success in your study of Hebrew, Lichvod Yeshua Mashiachenu, for the glory of Yeshua our Messiah. Shalom, shalom.